It's The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. 23 people have been killed by tornadoes that hit Lee County, Alabama on Sunday. Tornadoes with winds up to 170 miles per hour devastated the region and hit areas as far away as Georgia and Florida. But nowhere was harder hit than Lee County.
I've lived in this community, this county, for all my life. So most people know me and I know them.
Bill Harris is the Lee County coroner in Opelika, Alabama.
You knock on somebody's door that you've known for 20, 30 years to tell them one of their family members has died is just not an easy task. It's probably the hardest part of this job. No words that I can relay to them is going to make this any better. So my job is just try to do everything I can to ease them through this pain.
Bill says the scale of the tragedy took him and other local officials by surprise.
I quickly realized that my office would be overwhelmed based on the severity of the event. Just areas of mass destruction, it's a logistics problem. We'll set up a command center, and then the teams go out, and as they locate decedents, then they will notify us, and we'll send the recovery team out and recover that body, then bring it back here and identify it. Nobody's left this scene unless they were identified.
Search efforts are still underway. And other residents, including Dr. Mac McCoy, the superintendent of Lee County Schools, are trying to reunite families that were separated by the storm.
We are communicating with people, just trying to locate displaced families and help them come back together. Over the next several weeks, we will hope to have some sort of normalcy for the children themselves. We do know that we have at least three children that lost their life. We do know of children who've lost parents. So we will be doing a lot of grief counseling, both for children and adults, I'm sure for quite a while. When you lose a classmate, it can be devastating in just a classroom or a school setting or an entire community like it is right now.
Lee County schools are closed. Instead, Dr. McCoy told us the school buildings are being used as staging areas for first responders and the media.
I have not experienced anything quite like this as an adult or in my 35 years of being in school. This is a first, and one time's enough.
Today, community members in Lee County and surrounding areas are stepping in to provide support and resources to affected residents. Pastor Jeff Myers is among them. He's a pastor at First Baptist Church in Opelika, Alabama. Hi, Jeff. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for the privilege of being with you.
So can you give us a sense of what the last 48 hours have been for your community? What has this moment been like?
Oh, I think in the spots that we just heard, it's an accurate description. Here was a community that was at peace, just going about their weekend, the normalcy of a Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, we were told that storms were on the way, but when you live in the Southeast, you're told that quite regularly this time of year. And the storms came and the storms went, and I don't think anybody foresaw or could know what was on the other side. I'll be honest with you, I'm a pastor, but Sunday morning, I was not in the pulpit of my church. My wife and I were celebrating our anniversary. We were out of town. We quickly came back into town when we heard what occurred, went straight into the hospital there in Lee County, East Alabama Medical Center that's located in Opelika. And it was a scene like nothing I'd ever been a part of.
Can you describe the scene for us?
Well, the scene was a constant stream of ambulances, a constant stream of helicopters. The wounded and even more severe than that were consistently coming in. But what I saw, and if you'll forgive the emotions, was a community that came together. Every personnel from the hospital, every member, both volunteer and on staff, was there. There were representatives of probably at least 15 to 20 different churches and significant groups in the community that were there. Everybody was helping everybody. Everybody was assisting. And, you know, just as you heard, what do you say to somebody who's experienced, you know, a child being ripped out of their arms by 170 mile an hour winds? What do you say? You don't say anything. You just listen to them. You cry with them and you mourn with them. But the whole community has just, in the last 48 hours, we were a pretty close-knit community to begin with. And now we're really close because we have to be in these times.
I totally understand and can understand and feel the emotion in your voice, Pastor. I'm wondering, tell us a little bit about the church itself. What has the church been doing? It's been, I'm sure it's a crazy couple of days here. Walk us through some of the needs that the community has right now. Are people looking for shelter? Are they looking for food? Are they looking for emotional support?
The answer is yes, all of those things. And, you know, quite simply, you know, when people are asking, how can we help? How can we assist? You know, the quickest and most immediate is people who are going to a variety of websites, including ours, which is fbcopelika.com, and they're contributing monetarily. And those funds are going to provide shelter. We have hundreds of families that are completely displaced. It's not that their house or their living dwelling place is damaged. It's gone. So there are, you know, we're providing shelter, we're providing clothing. The best illustration I can give is I ask people to imagine that you come home one day and unexpectedly everything that you claim to possess is gone. Everything. You know, this may sound strange to your listeners, but one of the greatest needs in our community are diapers, undergarments, personal hygiene products. They don't have bars of soap. They don't have shampoo. They don't have socks, you know, and just what we consider oftentimes in our culture, the basics of life. We got a call yesterday. There's a man coming from Maryland with a tractor trailer of diapers of all sizes that is going to be such a blessing to this community because, as you heard, not only were children directly affected, but families and houses, you know, that are no longer there. So all the needs that are necessary both tangibly and monetarily if people cannot actually tangibly give. But as far as getting on the ground and helping people rebuild their lives, First Baptist Opelika has partnered with Samaritan's Purse, one of the largest gospel-centered relief agencies in the world. They're going to be living in our church, they're going to be eating in our church, and then they're going to be taking hundreds of volunteers every day out in the community helping people rebuild their lives. So there's a lot of different areas there. If your listeners want to volunteer in Opelika, Alabama, they can go to spvolunteer.org. They can sign up for a day, a week, whatever. We're going to need folks for a long time in East Alabama.
And of course, we know, Jeff, that Alabama has been struck by tornadoes before. I know you said you hadn't seen anything like this, but had you and the community dealt with other severe weather events before? Was there a sense of, you know, being able to sort of pick up on that information, or was this totally new?
Well, of course, there are significant weather events in all locations over time. I mean, we've experienced hurricanes in different locations, tornadoes, even the gravity of a tsunami. So I think all of us, wherever we live, are used to the occurrence of these type of events. The best way I can describe it is I was talking to a hospital administrator Sunday night as things were starting to somewhat calm down. And this individual shared with me that as a hospital, they prepare both for what we would call the natural and even the man-made disasters on a regular basis. And they communicated to me that for over two decades, they had prepared for an event such as this, no matter how it came to the community. And it's the first time in over two decades something of this magnitude took place. And so this is a very unique event in our community. We've had storms, we've had destruction. But as you said, when you have over 20 lives lost, both adults and children, within moments, it is a tragedy unparalleled.
Now, also, you are on the phone with me via Skype. I'm part of the media. There are tons of media. The town is essentially feels like it's inundated with media when things like this happen. We mentioned at the top of the show that the school is being used as a media center. What's the feeling there when something like this happens and suddenly Lee County is on the headlines of every news outlet in the country? Does it feel exploitative or does it feel like you guys are having your stories told accurately?
Well, I can speak personally. It feels like our stories are being told accurately. And I think the one thing that I'm sharing as a pastor, and I know many others are, I'm a realist. I've been around a while. I know that in a few days, in a few weeks, that the story of Lee County, Alabama, and particularly the communities that were affected, it's going to begin to go down on the news feeds of people's life. And we realize that. Right now, it's the lead story. Right now, everybody's focusing on Opelika, Alabama, and the surrounding community. And I understand that. And the message that we're trying to communicate is thank you for listening to our stories. Thank you for sending help. But don't forget about us in 3 weeks and in 3 months, because lives are still going to be broken and homes are still going to be destroyed. And so we're just communicating, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the gifts. Thank you for all the attention and allowing the story to be told, but just emphasizing that whether it's here in East Alabama or other places we've seen destruction in the past and will most definitely in the future, is those people who we focus on so intently in a brief amount of time, don't forget, they need some of your attention down the road as well. And so everything I'm experiencing from a pastor's perspective, from a community member's perspective, in relation to the media has been positive. People listening to the story, I think the loss of life and the destruction, when you see it with your eyes, there is an incredible amount of sympathy, if not empathy, that comes from any person who's on the ground here and realizing what these families are going through.
The things that you're describing are quite intense, and we are sending our best thoughts to you and the community. Pastor Jeff Myers is a pastor at First Baptist Church in Opelika, Alabama. Jeff, thank you again.
Thank you so much for your time.
Outside of Lee County, Sunday storms also affected parts of Georgia and Florida. And we've been hearing your stories.
The tornado came through North Florida, South Georgia on Sunday. That area is still trying to get over Hurricane Michael from October 2018. There's still carnage in the area where trees were knocked down and roofs were blown off of homes. So they're still recovering. And then for a tornado to come through the area Sunday adds to the already devastated area.
Hello, my name is Carla Naomi. I'm calling from Charleston, South Carolina. Last night, thankfully, my husband and I ended up leaving Florida a little too late. However, as we were passing through Georgia, there were several stretches where there was so much debris everywhere in the median and on the sides of the road, even all over the road. I mean, huge, thick tree trunks just ripped out of the ground and thrown. I mean, it was ridiculous, and it was really scary because it was very dark and you really didn't see the debris until you were almost upon it. I mean, I almost got into an accident. It was very impactful. We had heard that the storms had been bad. We had heard that the tornadoes had been bad, but we have lived in Georgia, Florida, and South Carolina, and we had never seen anything like that.
Tell us your experience with Sunday's deadly tornadoes. We're at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or find us on Twitter. We're at The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.